Hundreds of children in Afghanistan are taking part in an innovative aid project led by a young Australian. Afghanistan's first skateboarding park, known as Skatistan, is giving young people a safe escape from the dangers and difficulties of daily life in Kabul. The non-profit project has attracted international support. Our South Asia correspondent Sally Sara reports from Kabul.
This is Afghanistan's first state-of-the-art indoor skateboarding park. It's called Skatistan. This place is a haven for almost 300 children who come here every week to escape the danger and difficulties of life in Kabul. 10-year-old Hanifa has never been to school and spends her day selling chewing gum on the streets. But every Sunday, you'll find her here. She wears a helmet over her headscarf as she practices her latest moves. She says she was scared initially and has found skateboarding a lot harder than it looks, but she's getting better. For many of these girls, skateboarding is the only sport they've ever had the chance to try. Their faces are full of joy as they zoom up and over the ramps. Skatistan is led by young Australian skateboarder Oliver Perkovich.
People definitely thought that I was crazy, and it took really a long time to get traction. We had a lot of backslapping. Wow, that's a fantastic idea, you know. But, if people don't put the money where their mouth is, they probably don't think it's such a good idea. But now we've definitely got excellent feedback once people see the smiles on the kids' faces.
Afghan, foreign and corporate donors are now funding the non-profit project. It not only teaches children how to skateboard, they also spend valuable time in the classroom.
So everyone's going to get a piece of paper this big, and I'm going to give everyone one letter to start with.
Young people are now seen as a priority for development programs in Afghanistan. Children make up more than half of the population here. Many have never experienced peace. Canadian volunteer Rhiannon Bader says kids need time to be kids.
A lot of them don't really have any other chance to just have fun, and they just have to deal with so much every day, and just to have 2 hours where you can not think about, especially the kids that are working on the street, think about getting money for food or for your family or, you know.
The volunteers at Skatistan are hoping that more children will be able to join the program.
Sally Sara with that report from Kabul.